welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And if you're a regular listener, know that I am praying for you every day. I remember you in my prayers for God's very best in your life. And if you're a new listener, we welcome you in Jesus' name and pray that you are blessed as you hear the word of the Lord that I share this week. Well, what God placed on my heart for today and the next few days, I've entitled The Mountain of the Lord. And we're going to be looking at, quite a bit of scripture found in one of my favorite books, the book of Isaiah. Now, as we share this, these scriptures, we'll start out at the very first chapter. What we see is God has a case against Judah, against his people. And of course, we are aware that it has historical and prophetical statements for the people of Judah. However, there are truths in the Word of God that regardless of when they were spoken or to whom they were spoken, there is always present-day application for our lives. And so as we look at the condition of the world and even the condition of the church, there's going to be principles God is bringing out for us today regarding church leaders, regarding us as members of the body of Christ. And quite simply, the bottom line, God's message to his church today is one of victory. Not because we're so good, not because we're so strong in faith. No, it's because of what Jesus has done, and the strong faith we have is in the completed work of Jesus's redemptive sacrifice that he made for us by coming in flesh, in mortal flesh, in human flesh, to become one of us and to at every point be sinless and conquer every work of the enemy so that we can be victorious. We certainly couldn't do it on our own, but he made a way where there was no way, a way of love, a way of incredible sacrifice, and through all the eternal ages, we'll never be able to praise him enough for all that he has done for us. All right, having said that, let's just pray briefly. Well, I was going to pray for the word, but Father, right now, Lord, you see those who are going through battles. Lord, this, in terms of my own experience, the people I know, the partners, letters that come in, it's been a time of unprecedented battle, much in the physical arena. And Lord, I thank you that even as you allowed the devil to come against Job, he could not destroy him. He hindered him, he battled him, but through it all, there was a demonstration before the courts of heaven that you had a man, and today you're showing, Lord, you have a people, no matter what the persecution, if so many of our beloved brothers and sisters are going under tremendous persecution in other countries. Lord, we have been so blessed here in America, but Lord, we want to be that city set upon a hill, that light that will shine in the darkness, and the darkness will not comprehend it. Father, we're asking that you will empower us. Lord, one of the scriptures I'm sharing, one of my favorite, is the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And Father, right now, I take authority over sickness, over disease, over infirmity, over weakness, and Lord, not just on a physical level, but also spiritually, tiredness and weariness because of the battles. And God, I'm asking, as you said in your word, it is your will to meet all of our needs. Lord, that's comprehensive. There's nothing that's omitted. All every level, spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, circumstantially. I release that for the people of God. And Lord, by faith, everyone has their own specific needs. Father, we lay hold of that right now and claim it and thank you for it, that we shall see the victory in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Praise God. And Lord, we do ask you to anoint the Word of God. Open our understanding. Lord, some of these are very familiar passages, but let us see application, first of all, for our own lives. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Let us not think the rebuke of the Lord is just for other people, but help us, Lord. As you said in the book of Revelation, you had aught against the seven churches, and you spoke to them, all except one. And Lord, we know that whom you love, you chasten. And so, Father, we welcome your chastening, because then you're dealing with us as sons and daughters. So have your way, Lord. Bless the Word of God. And thank you, Lord, blessing us to your service in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. All right. Well, let's look at the opening chapter of the book of Isaiah, and actually the first 21 verses, but I am not going to read that. I'm just going to read highlights. That first verse opens by saying, Isaiah, the son of Amos, he had a vision concerning Jerusalem in the days of certain kings. And this is what the Lord is saying. It's a sinful nation that the Lord sees, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupt. They've forsaken the Lord. They've provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger. This is verse 4. And in verse 5, the Lord says, why should you be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Verse 7, your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land strangers devoured in your presence, and it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. Verse 9 says, except the Lord of hosts had left us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. And the Lord basically is rebuking them. In verse 7, he says, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? He basically says, I won't read it all. He's fed up. He's just, don't do it anymore. I don't want your new moons, your Sabbaths, your calling of assemblies. And he said in verse 14, your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. Those are strong words. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. This is what he is saying to them. And that should be something we take to heart. He says, remember, these are his people he's speaking to. And in all of our lives, you know, we have been rich and increased with good. Sometimes we think, well, we're just spiritually good. Yet, you know, we live good lives. We read the Word of God. We go to church. We tithe. And we just commend ourselves for all the good things we do. And yet the Lord looks at the very deep things of the heart, the attitudes, the motives. And I wonder if we could see as the Lord, how we may not be ashamed at some of the things that are hidden in our hearts and we just don't recognize it. Lord, give us understanding. Create in us a clean heart, Lord, and renew a right spirit within us. David said, search me, O God, and know my heart. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And Lord, we pray that prayer right now for all of us, for the body of Christ, that their heart and their spirit would be right. This is what the Lord says to Israel. I mean, these were his people. And he said, you're going through the forms, you're going through the ritual, but your heart's far from me. He says, wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil. Remember, they were doing all the religious duties, and the Lord had no use for them because they were just a show. They were a religious ceremony. They weren't, in order to please God, you have to obey him. And he said in verse 17, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widows. Come now, and this is a wonderful thing. Let us reason together, saith the Lord, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. They be like red like crimson, they shall be wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. That's the promise. That was true for Judah and Jerusalem in that day. It's true for us today, that if we will humble ourselves and seek the Lord and turn from our wicked ways and pray, seek His face, well, as we humble ourselves, then we can see healing in our nation. And do we not need that at this point? We're praying for a revival, but we ourselves need to be revived. And then let me read just a couple verses from Isaiah. This is just really all laying a foundation introduction. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, and it shall come to pass in the last days. Now, we are living in the last days, and that's why I've entitled this the Mountain of the Lord, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Praise God. Now, this word mountain that is used, it denotes a kingdom, divine authority, divine rulership, and working. And so there's three things I'd like us to see and understand and to do that will bring us into the fullness of the stature of Jesus Christ. There, these three things, first of all, number one, is you and I have to know that God has a meaningful purpose for our lives. If we live without meaning, purpose, or direction, we've missed one of the most important things in our lives, knowing who we are as children of God. And of course, how can we walk in obedience to the course has charted for us? We would fail to do that. Well, my time is just flying away, and I must pause here, and we'll pick up right here on tomorrow's broadcast. I thank you for joining me. And if you're a new listener, we're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. I love you, beloved. Pray for you every day. I thank you for your prayer support for me, for the ministry, and for God's continued provision, especially of his anointing, his presence, as well as his provision. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.